Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Odds on Sports on The Fan, brought to you by DraftKings, with your host, John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Let's get it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's now time for a Football Friday edition of Odds on Sports, presented by our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm your host, John Jastrzemski, and we got all sorts of football picks. We got a couple of teases we're throwing in. We got our Super Contest plays, for better or worse. But with all football going on, we still have not one but two playoff baseball games. And how both of these series have taken a very interesting and have taken a very dramatic turn. In about 2 or 3 minutes, we'll have the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. And you want to get a last-minute wager in. Tampa Bay, minus 132 against the Houston Astros. And Tampa, I think he's going to be feeling the heat a little bit. They lose game four. They lose in crushing fashion with the Correa walk-off in game five. And we've seen this in the past. You know, very rarely do you see a team down 3-0, win two in a row, and find a way to force it into a game six. Travel goes out the window. Normal routine in this case goes out the window. And we know the Astros all along here have been playing the nobody believes in us card. Can they do so over another 2 days? To me, this is the game Tampa needs to get. If I'm Tampa, my worst nightmare is playing a game seven tomorrow. And I wouldn't like Tampa's chances if they have to play a game seven tomorrow. You want to wrap this baby up right here, right now, be Snell on the mound against Valdez. Now, the other series, I mean, Kershaw in these postseason games. You run out of things to say about the ineptitude of Clayton Kershaw. And look, it did not help matters that the Los Angeles Dodgers had one hit and scored one run. But at the same time, the checkered postseason past of Kershaw again reared its ugly head in that bottom half of the sixth inning as those Brave bats, which are quite relentless, went to work, from Acuna to Freddie Freeman to Marcell Ozuna, who has been unbelievable for them all year. Atlanta now is feeling really good about themselves. The Dodgers are the team, you think about pressure from a Yankee standpoint, times it by 100. When you consider the fact that the Los Angeles Dodgers have been in the playoffs every single year since 2013, have not won a title, and have not won a title since the year I was born in 1988. Let that sink in for a minute. Well, tonight, the Dodgers open as heavy favorites. You are seeing massive line movement in the direction of the Atlanta Braves. Line open at 240 for LA with Dustin May on the mound. Went from minus 240, now over at DraftKings, it's minus 190. Braves still very, very juicy. If you want to play them, plus 165. So two very appealing baseball games, no doubt. We'll be dialed into those throughout the course of the evening. Now, as far as the NFL goes, there was no Thursday night game. didn't really miss the fact that there was no Thursday night game. And it leads to a full slate of games come Sunday. And from a Giants-Washington perspective, Giants trying to get their first win of the year against a Washington team that's got questions at quarterback. But it's also a Washington team that, to me, is well-coached with Ron Rivera and has a whole lot of talent on that defensive line. That, to me, is my biggest fear from a Giants standpoint. How is Daniel Jones, a quarterback who we know is prone to turning the football over? Is he going to take care of the ball when you got pass rushers galore coming at him? Giants need a win. You know, I've been somebody that's come on the air and I've applauded their effort. I've applauded how they've been in a lot of these games. That comes to an end Sunday. This is not a game with the Giants laying 2.5 now over at DraftKings. Consensus actually is with the Giants laying 3. So you're actually getting a better price right now over at DraftKings. This game, you got to win. You're 0-5. Sick and tired of the losing. You got to learn how to win once again. Find a way to get it done on Sunday. As for the Jets, look, it's amazing. I mean, it never ends, right? From Le'Veon Bell and what he was saying, and now he is gone. Greg Williams basically is trying to separate himself from, you know, the offense and Adam Gase and why the defense is not doing the job. And can you find anybody on the planet who is feeling comfortable and is feeling willing to go and take the Jets plus the 9.5 points? I can't find a soul on planet Earth who is looking to make that wager. And I get it. We've seen bad Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Miami Dolphins have not been a favorite to this extent going all the way back to the 2016 season. I get it. I get it. I get it. That all being said, you're playing this game. It is Dolphins or pass. Until you see something otherwise from the New York Jets, this is a Dolphins or pass type of spot. Two local games, eh. Couple of games to note, though. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Can't wait for that one. Cleveland pounding their chest all week. They're playing well. Pittsburgh's undefeated. Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Can't wait for that one. Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady in his new home. Green Bay off a bye. Tampa Bay with a little extra time to prepare after Brady and his brain farts, some wacky coaching from Bruce Arians, and I've been doubting the Green Bay Packers every step along the way. They go into Tampa and win this game, we might be talking about Green Bay as the best team in the NFC. So you got all that going on. You got a pretty intriguing Sunday night game with LA and San Francisco. Niners, my goodness, they're licking their wounds after what happened to them against my beloved Dolphins. So it's a pretty good Sunday, but it's a very unpredictable Sunday. We'll do our best to try to make sense of it. We have our super contest plays. That's right. We do it like they do in Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. 5 picks against the number. Go big or go home. 5-0 last week. It's been a rough year for me. I needed that 5-0. Maybe the good vibes will be with me again here on this week 6. We'll have Ross Tucker for Tux Takes. We'll give you a couple of plays on the baseball games and your calls at 877-337-6666. Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Get it all rolling right after this. Welcome back to Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. It's a football Friday. Let's welcome in our good buddy, Ross Tucker, as it's now time for Tux Takes. Ross, let's start here. Are we going to see for the second week in a row a team in which, you know, a coach has been fired, and yet there's a fire lit within them? We saw that last week with the Houston Texans. They won and covered against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Atlanta this week, they're coming off the heels of Dan Quinn being fired. Do you think that will lead to a better effort out of the Falcons?
I don't see it, man. And here's the difference, JJ. I don't think the Texans players liked Bill O'Brien. So when Bill O'Brien was fired, I think it was like, hey, let's go prove what we can do. Let's show that O'Brien was the problem, and let's show him, blah, blah, blah. I actually think the Falcons players really liked Dan Quinn. They really liked Thomas Dimitroff. So I don't know if they'll have that kind of boost that the Texans got. Now, they will have the Julio Jones boost because Julio Jones not even on the injury report today. So he's playing, which is a huge boost. But I don't think they're going to have that same level of enhanced performance, primarily because I just don't think they feel the same way about their coach as the Texans did.
Ross, to me, the game of the week, it's at 1 o'clock. It's Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And Cleveland off to a terrific start. I know they've been a team that's been very good to you. Steelers, on the other hand, undefeated. Ben Roethlisberger is playing great. Claypool had the breakout game last week. And we know the Browns have struggled so much playing against the Steelers, playing in Heinz Field. Mayfield, how he's going to hold up against one of, if not, the best defensive line in all of football. This line right now over at DraftKings, 3.5. You got to lay 3.5 if you like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do they remain undefeated, or are we talking about Cleveland as the surprise team so far here in the AFC?
Well, I still think Cleveland's one of the surprise teams, but I think Pittsburgh's going to win this game. And the biggest reason I feel that way is watching Baker Mayfield at the end of the last game. He took a pretty big shot, landed on his right side, his shoulder, his ribs. And if you looked at the next couple throws he made after that, he was really wincing and in pain after that. And because of that, I just think it's a bad recipe having a quarterback who's in a bunch of pain coming in. And I know they'll shoot him up or whatever, but still going against all the dudes that Pittsburgh has up front doesn't seem like it's a real good recipe or really good timing for Baker Mayfield and the Browns. I put one unit on the Browns getting the 3.5 points earlier in the week on the Even Money podcast, but I don't feel great about it. And if I feel real good about it, I'll do a 2-unit every once in a while, even a 3-unit bet. I put one unit on it, but the more I've seen these reports about Baker Mayfield, the more nervous I am about it.
All right, Ross, let's get to these two local games. You got Washington and the Giants. Giants looking for their first win of the year, and they've played hard. I don't think anybody would question that. Here's my concern for the Giants in this game is they're a 2.5-point favorite. They have a turnover-prone quarterback in Daniel Jones going up against a defensive line that could make his life miserable. Is that matchup reason for me to maybe shy away from taking the New York Giants? Or do you think it's something the Giants can, dare I say, rise above?
So if you're gonna, if you're concerned about the Giants, that would be the reason to be concerned. But I think they're going to win the game. I think they're going to cover. This is a 2-unit play for me, laying the points with the New York Giants. I know that sounds crazy to lay 2.5 points with a team that hasn't won a game yet. But I've actually been somewhat impressed by their resilience the last 2 weeks against the Rams and the Cowboys and the way in which they play. They just haven't been able to finish those games, whereas Washington's not even close. I mean, Washington doesn't even seem to be in the ballpark these last couple games. I think the Giants are getting their first win. They have been getting better. They're the better football team. It's their turn, and I'm laying the 2.5 points with the G-men.
Now, I know you have Miami teased every which way this week. We talked about that yesterday. However, Miami laying the 9.5. It's a hefty number. It's the most the Dolphins have been favored in a game going all the way back to 2016. In fact, it is the first time Brian Flores has coached a game, Ross, in the NFL where he has been a favorite. Would you feel good and confident in the Dolphins covering 9.5 points?
Well, listen, I've been telling people I think the Dolphins are a good survivor pick, a real good survivor pick or suicide pool, whatever you call it. But 9.5 points is a lot, man. I mean, I know the Jets are bad. By the way, can I just say this, JJ? If you're getting 9.5 points from the Miami Dolphins, that should probably be reason to be fired right there. I mean, if you're the coach of a team that's getting 9.5 points from the Miami Dolphins, brutal, absolutely brutal for the Jets. Brutal. I can't do it. I mean, I love my boy Fitz, fellow Ivy League guy, but he does throw up a clunker every 3 or 4 games, and this could be it. I can't lay those that many points.
Totally get it. All right, now it's time, Ross, for your best bets of week 6. This has been you know, a heavily scrutinized card with us because we didn't have a Thursday night game here. Maybe a little extra time to prepare. What do you like this week?
Yeah, so I like the Giants, as we talked about. That is one of my best bets, laying the 2.5 points. I gave you all kinds of teaser legs yesterday. Baltimore, Chicago, Indianapolis, Miami, Tampa Bay, Dallas. Pick two of those if you'd like for another best bet. And then the last one, I don't do a lot of totals, and I certainly don't do a lot of unders in this environment, but I'm going to go under 46.5 in the Bengals-Colts game. The Colts have a really good defense. You know, even like in the second half of that game against the Browns, it was a pick six by Rivers. It was a safety by Rivers. It was another pick by Rivers. The Colts defense is legit. I don't see the Bengals scoring very many points. They were almost shut out. Should have been shut out by the Ravens last week. Meanwhile, the Colts and Phillip Rivers offensively, they're struggling. I just detailed that. And I thought the Bengals actually held the Ravens in check. The Bengals actually, you know, put up a fight on defense last week. So I like the under 46.5 for the Bengals and Colts.
Ross, fantastic stuff as always, my brother. I am looking forward to next week. We'll have a double dip on Monday Night Football, and then we get it back going on Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend, all right?
Sounds great. You too, JJ.
Good stuff from Ross Tucker, and I just nailed it a minute ago. We will not have a show on Monday because we got two NFL games. How cool is that? You got Kansas City and Buffalo playing at 5 o'clock, and then you have Arizona and Dallas in the normal 8:15 ESPN Westwood One Monday Night Football game. So double dip on Monday Night Football. Now, as far as my plays of the day, I'm laying off the baseball. I don't like either one of these lines. Right now, the Rays are underway. I'm not going anywhere near the Dodgers and the Braves tonight. And I gave you guys a good lesson yesterday. That is the perfect example of why you do not lay 200 or 210 in a baseball game. You just don't do it. You lose the Dodgers yesterday on the run line, you're bothered. But it's not nearly as much of a bank breaker, you know? It's not going to break you back nearly as much. So, what do I like here for Sunday? I'm with Ross on the Giants. And the Giants, to me, are in the perfect get-right spot. They're back at home. They're going up against an offense that's been struggling mightily. And maybe I'm naive to the fact that it could end up being, you know, a nightmarish game for Daniel Jones. Because he's had a bunch of those so far this year. But I just get the sense this will be a clean-ish game for Jones, okay? I can't say a totally clean game. A clean-ish game for Daniel Jones. I think they will have more success in the red zone, and I think the Giant defense is going to feast. I got them winning a close game like 24-17, 20-13, right around those lines. I'll lay the 2.5 with the New York Giants. I'll give you another play I like. Two-team tees. Stick it in the AFC East. Miami, New England. I can tease those babies down. They're at 9.5 and 9, or right now on DraftKings, actually, they're both at 9.5. I'll take them down to 2.5 if I can. I'll lay the 120 juice on that as well. Give me Miami and New England, who would be my two knockout picks, by the way. Tease those babies down and rock and roll. I like that a lot. And if there's a team I'd look to tease up this week, I'll give you the team to tease up. Tampa Bay. I don't think they're going to get blown out against Green Bay. I don't think that's going to be a margin victory for the Packers. You want to tell me the Packers win a close game? I can buy it. You want to tell me Tampa wins a close game? I could buy it. I wouldn't play that game as a side. But I would be all over teasing Tampa to like +7.5. If I could get that, I think that's a real good total. So this might be a week where the teases are very much alive. Now, I'm saving a bunch of my best bets for the unlocks of the week, which will be coming up at around 9:40 Eastern in about 3 hours from now. I want to give, my odds on people some love, but I also want you to know I'm going to be on for the next couple hours. So I want to give you that added incentive to, dare I say, keep listening. You know, that's what we call a tease in the radio business. Let's hit it, Jeff Money in Queens. He joins us here on Odds On Sports. What's up, Money?
What's up, JJ? What's going on? So I know you went 5-0 last week in the NFL, and surprisingly, so did I. I went 5-0 this week.
Damn time, right, Jeff Money? I mean, that's about it. Damn time. We were due to get hot it was just, you know, meant to be, right? It was nice to see the stars align for us, but now we got to parlay that momentum, bro. We got to take it this Sunday and the following Sunday. It's not just about 1-5-0 week. It's about winning weeks.
That's right. Hopefully we're in agreement. Actually, I like 7 games. So since you're not going to be on Monday night, I'm also going to give my Monday night game. So
wow, you're giving me 7. That's a lot of plays for you.
I know. We'll see if it hurts on that. But so far, my favorite game is also your favorite game also. Actually, it's one of your picks, the Giants. I do like the Giants. It's my favorite pick, minus a 2.5 over Washington. And then my next game, I like the Vikings minus the 4 over the Falcons.
See, that's a stay away for me. Okay. I see why you liked Minnesota in that spot. They should have won against Seattle last week. I just hate going against teams, Jeff, that fire their coach. And I know Ross tried to give you, you know, the logic of basically, you know, they liked Dan Quinn. They liked Dimitroff. They didn't want to see change. But I just think human nature, you're more likely to show up. So that's a stay away for me.
Okay, and then how about this one? I like the 49ers plus the 3 over the Rams.
I will tell you this, Jeff Money. This is a spoiler. Okay. I will be picking that game in a couple hours. You'll have to see if I'm riding with you or against you. You'll have to see.
How about this one? I like the Titans minus the 3.5 over the Texans.
I'd be careful with that game. That's another game I will be picking. We'll see if we're on the right side or wrong side, you know?
And then I like the Patriots minus the 9 over the Broncos.
Now, I agree with you on that game. The only thing with New England this week, with everything that has gone on with their shutdowns with COVID, you do have to wonder where their frame of mind would be to go and compete and to go and play. And listen, Belichick's as good as it gets. You know he's going to look for every advantage he can find. That's just a very, very tricky spot for me because of everything that's gone on. Only cause for concern.
Okay, and then my sixth game, I like the Bengals. I'm going under the plus the 8 over the Colts.
That's an interesting one. Okay. Very interesting game. I'm not going anywhere near that game. I'm with our main man, Ross Tucker, that the under would be a very smart play in that game. I'd lean in that direction. Look, the Colts' defense is terrific. The Colts could be a team that could beat up Joe Burrow, but Jeff Money, do you feel good right now laying 7.5 points with Phillip Rivers? Because I don't. I just don't.
That's what we'll have to see what happens. Then on Monday night, I like the Chiefs minus the 4.5 over the Bills.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be on that game, Jeff Money, because they're going to look at what Buffalo did Tuesday. You see Buffalo get smoked by Tennessee, an angry, ticked off Patrick Mahomes? That could be problematic. Jeff Money picked a bunch of games that I will be on. Maybe with them, maybe against them. For my odds on family, I'm giving you the 2-team tees in New England and Miami. Get them down to favorites. I'm giving you the Giants laying 2.5. I'm not going anywhere, though. We got a lot more Football Friday to discuss. We got Giant reaction, Jet reaction, mixed in some baseball. I mean, anybody's going to defend Clayton Kershaw's playoff performance, go watch the game yesterday and then try to do so with a straight face. We'll open it up to your calls, of course, at 877-337-6666. Come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.